It's been absolutely excellent. Criminal justice inspections were here a number of months ago and did a full inspection of the prison, an unannounced inspection, and they came back and said basically that it scored top marks in all areas, and for us that is just an incredible reflection of the work that goes on here behind these walls where nobody sees it happening every day, and I think that the prison service and our staff here should be really, really proud. We have lots of volunteers, we have people who come in from outside, from our partner organisations, to do education, to do training, to do rehabilitation work, and all of that collectively creates this environment where we know that we're creating an opportunity for prisoners to thrive, and hopefully when they leave McGilligan actually go leave into decent employment and be able to make a contribution to society when they go. I think to be called an exemplar for rehabilitation in Europe is you know, something that we should be truly proud of, and I'm very grateful to Governor Miller and his team here for the work that they do, not least I think given that we are in a situation where we have more people in this prison than ever before. We have 500 people in the prison at the moment. It was designed for 300, so we're dealing with significant increase in numbers, and you've seen yourself that the buildings and so on, many of them are quite old and need to be replaced, and yet within that environment they're still creating a really good quality service here to deliver what we hope will be productive members of society to go back out there and make a contribution in their community.
And we're in the workshop at the moment. We can see around us there's doors being spotted behind you. The skills that prisoners come in with are enhanced. They're taught to other prisoners who are learning the skills, and that really sets them up for leaving, that they can do it as employment if they want on their way out, but it's just to have that purpose for themselves that they can do things.
Well, being in prison, the most challenging thing for somebody in the prison system is often how to fill your day, what to do with all the time you suddenly have. If you're out in the community and you're working and you've got friends and you've got lots of things going on, time is less of an issue. But if you're in prison and you're up in the morning and you're not going to bed till later at night and you've got a whole day to fill, finding productive activity for prisoners is really important. And for us, it's about using that time wisely. It's about trying to give prisoners skills. It's about trying to rebuild confidence, because many of the people who come to us will have come to us with all sorts of complex needs before they get here. It's about looking to say, are there therapeutic interventions needed? For example, if somebody arrives at us with addictions, if they have mental health issues, how do we get their health back on track? And productive activity is a big part of that. And what they're doing here in terms of learning skills, some of them may go on and do this for a living, but some of them may just be able to fit a kitchen in their own house when they leave. They might be able to tile a floor when they get home, do DIY, just be useful, a useful member of their family and community. And that can give people a real sense of self-esteem that maybe they didn't have when they arrived with us. It's also really useful, I have to say, for us in prisons, because we do have very limited budgets in the Department of Justice, and some of the furniture that you see being built here today will be going into the prisons themselves. It will be to kit out the rooms.
To others as well, which I thought was so impressive.
Yeah, and you can see, for example, some of the pieces that have been built for some of the local primary schools, so things like swing sets and different things that are built for the local primary schools that they wouldn't be able to afford either, given constrained budgets and education. But we can get the materials here and we can build those things, give them to the local community, and it's a way of prisoners actually paying back into the community, which I think is again really important. And I've seen some brilliant examples of it both here this morning but also in the other prison sites as I've been doing this job for a number of years. And it really makes a difference when you go out to the school and you see the children playing on the swings, using the slides, all of the things that have been built, and just how much they really appreciate the fact that they were able to get this because they couldn't have afforded to buy it as an off-the-shelf product.
And what really struck me whenever I came in here was the atmosphere. You know, we weren't sure when you were coming in what to expect. But there was loads of banter between the staff and the prisoners that are here, and you know, that's important.
It is, and the whole prison system relies on building that sense of respect and trust. And of course, at the end of the day, when people are here in prison, the prison officer here, prison officers are here to ensure that they can't leave the site, but also to ensure that they're safe when they're here. But the best way to do that is for people to treat each other with respect and with dignity. And sometimes people will have come to us and that's not how they've been treated before they arrived. And it won't have been their experience for much of their lives growing up. And actually to come into an environment where people in our prison staff genuinely care about what happens to them, have a genuine interest in trying to help them turn their lives around, can be transformational for some of the men who come here. So I think it's really important. And I think the fact that we're standing here, two women in the middle of a men's prison, having a chat while the prisoners are walking around doing their jobs, and you don't feel intimidated or threatened or frightened, is testament just to how much work goes into the prisons in terms of how we actually change people when they're in here and actually deal with some of their demons when they come to us, so that they're able to go back into society and be safer, more productive members of the community.
And as we're just finally now, what's the goals going forward to improve this even more?
Well, I suppose in terms of McGilligan, I want to maintain those top scores across the board. I want to look at the issues that the ombudsman or that the inspector raised, for example, with respect to improving education opportunities here. We're quite a remote site, so doing that can be challenging, but we want to look at how we can do that, working with our healthcare and prisons team to deal with the issues that we know are happening in all of our prisons around prescription medication and not being traded between prisoners, because we'd be very effective at stopping illicit drugs coming into the prison system. And so there's now an issue with dealing with medication. But we'll work through all of those issues to make this even better than it is now. And I suppose for me, the big piece here in McGilligan is actually getting the capital investment that we need to be able to start the renovation and the rebuild, so that we can start to build, I think, an estate that reflects the quality of the work that goes on within it. So when I go and I look at Hyde Bank and the new prison there, when I go to Davis House in McGabbery, I want to see something of that standing here in McGilligan. It's a different kind of prison because it's a Category C rather than a Category A prison. But from my point of view, I would really like to see something of that quality on this site, so that the accommodation reflects the quality of the work that goes on inside it.